morning. Good morning. Involved in a little GMRS conversation this morning. Just finishing up. Oh, man. Anyhow, any BDF. W8FU. Good morning. How's it over there? Is it settling down, becoming more civil? Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple of guys I like out there. One guy, Sherman, another guy, Dave. And the guy just jumped in. He says, Jim or Tim? And he's talking to me like we're old buddies, and I'm not putting it together. So I got to write the call down and check it when I get back to the shop. Maybe I know him from here or not there. Anywho, I'm questing for a 12-grain bagel. But, man, increasingly, Tim Hortons don't carry them. I love them things. I was thinking about stopping, too. I was off the dinner schedule, but I don't know. I might... The smell of gas from filling up my truck this morning is kind of curbing my appetite because the pump was jacked up, so I may or may not stop. I know I got to go to the ATM. Yepers, well, I got one more Tim Hortons between here and my normal Tim Hortons, which I know doesn't have the 12 grains. And I'd say what's worse is my second choice is pretzel, and they're no longer carrying that one, some of them. My third choice is salt. Now, who doesn't carry a salt bagel? Tim Hortons, increasingly. It's like, good grief, you know? It's like all the bagels I like in descending order. Nope, nope, nope. So, they have plain everything, blueberry and cheese? I mean, well, what else do they carry? There's only so many bagels. Well, like I said, my favorite is the 12-grain. Followed by the pretzel, followed by salt, and they used to have them all, and they dropped, the 12 grain was the first to drop, the pretzel was always hit or miss, and the salts were pretty standard, but not anymore. They're all like, nope, and they got the four you just described.
That means you're in the, what do they call that? The lowest percentile of consumers that buy those, which means you're getting cut.
All right, here's the last chance. All right, let's find out here. Hold on a second. We'll turn that one down here. Put on the window. All right, here we go.
Good morning. Thank you for choosing Tim. Please go ahead with your
order. Do you have 12 grain bagels?
Give me 1 second. Let me look at
two. Well, I'd want it toasted with butter.
That's plain?
No, okay. I'd want... If you have one, I'd like it toasted.
Oh, I don't have a 12 grain. I'm sorry. It's plain everything. Four cheeses, cinnamon raisins.
Oh, okay. No pretzels, no salts?
No.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back to what I was saying, why do they only have, like, four bagel options?
Well, like you said, must not be selling a lot of them. You know, I asked her, you got a 12-grain, she said, let me check. Then she comes back with, no, it's like, so I don't know, am I to believe that they normally have them here? It's a weird time of the morning to not have a particular bagel. I could see if it's, you know, closer to noon, but...
Yeah, you would. It sounded like, to me, it sounded like no, we don't have those. Rather than we made 10 this morning and they're already gone, like a normal bagel shop would. You make less of the bagels you sell less of, and more of the bagels you sell more of. Not just cut them out entirely, but who knows? It is Timmy Ho's.
Well, they're all individual franchises, so you know you can carry or not carry a, you know, one of them. I guess is your own call. The one by my house still has at least the 12 grains. And I think the one up at Hall Road in Rosebank still has pretzels. So it's getting just fewer and farther between, but you know, it's just my first choice, my second choice, my third choice. Good grief. Just trying to think if there's an alternative bagel joint somewhere along here. I could go to Big Apple, but that'd be backtracking. I'm already all the way over to Grosbeck. First world problems. There's a Big B. Yeah, there's a Big B at, where's that at? It's on the north side by Tropical Smoothie and McDonald's right there just before Blank, I think. Yeah, that's a possibility. I'm just thinking here. I mean, at 16 in Grosbeck, I could run over to, what is it, over by Garfield. Man, do I want to do that? I am awfully early. I do have time.
Got a guy with a Dodge Dart next to me and a lip mount antenna, and I can't tell if that's a, that looks like a little UHF antenna, probably GMRS. You got time, you gotta have breakfast.
Maybe I'll go to Dunkin'. I think they've got salt bagels, so I can at least get a salt.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. Now I'm thinking about what I want to stop and get on my way in, or if I'm just gonna eat an early lunch.
Yep. Oh, man. Woke up early today. My phone had, it was on the, it had fell behind the nightstand, kind of under the bed, and the alarm was going off, and I couldn't get to it. I couldn't find it. And I couldn't figure, why the hell did it get down there? I've got this little, like, cradle that it sits in and charges. And the whole bottom lip that it sits on just came off. And, you know, it just slid down off the side of the nightstand under the bed. I looked at it. There's really nothing broken. It's a little shelf that sits there to hold the phone, and it clips in. I'm thinking, how in the hell overnight did that fall off of the thing and allow my phone to vanish into the great bed void? But I digress.
I've had that happen a few times. It's a rough way to wake up when your alarm's going off and you can't find the damn phone. Or you can't get to it and you gotta fight it in the morning, rolling out of bed, crawling underneath of it. I haven't had to do that in a long time, though.
Yeah, and I got a really obnoxious alarm. It's and it's really loud. And that thing's just going off, and I can't get to it. I'm like, what the hell? That's the only problem with this Dunkin' Donuts here at Cass and Grosbeck. There is just no easy way in and out. So now they're letting me make a left on the Chaos. What should I do here? I think what I'll do is I'll turn. I think I'll go in the back side on the other side and then come down Grosbeck. That's the ticket.
That ain't DBF. You're probably the guy I need to ask. So I was doing a little bit of research on full-faced helmet earpieces for a K-connector. Any ideas or recommendations? I know the guys you're outfitting probably don't have a full-face helmet for bike patrol or motor patrol, but just thinking how I can stuff that in my four-wheeler helmet.
Well, I'll also look up the stuff that our guys are buying and see if there's anything reasonable. I can't remember the name of the company. I know David Clark makes some stuff like that for avionics, but it's really, really expensive. And I don't know if they really have anything appropriate. But Boy, I'll tell you what, this is just a nightmare to get in and out of this joint. Good grief. Let me run in here instead of going through the drive-thru. I'll be back in a few. I'll get the name of that joint, though, when I get to work, if I remember, and send it to you. You can look them up. Cool, I appreciate it. Get your bagel. NADDF, standing by. Hi there, it's someone in there. Good morning.
Good morning, Dakota. Nick here. I'll look it up too. There's a company that they're using for our motor scooters, but I can't remember the name of what they're using. I have to look it up.
I appreciate it. I was looking, you know, perusing, and there's the rugged radio stuff, which we all know is just overpriced Bofang, and then there's, you know, Bofang, which is a 50-50 if it's going to work or not. And it's a $500 helmet. I really don't want to stuff garbage in it. So if I could find a way to put audio in it, to plug into, you know, my ID50 or my THD75 or anything with a K connector or even if I can switch connectors, that'd be ideal. Because I don't want the ones, I know there's like the FRS radios that clip on the side of the helmet. I don't want that. I'd rather use the radios I have because use case, right? I was riding in Lapeer County on my four-wheeler. My wife was following me because we were going to a buddy's farm and couldn't communicate with her. So I'm like, well, she's literally driving my truck that's got a radio in it with FRS or GMRS. Why don't I have a radio on me?
Oh, totally get that, yeah. No, I will look it up what they're using. It's got some... it's got a box that's on the machine itself, like a Bluetooth deal, and it goes, it's got a speaker mic has the connector into the helmet, and then it Bluetooths with the speaker mic. I gotta look it back up again, I haven't looked at it in a while.
I'm at Crater here. Yeah, a lot of stuff, but it's like... use case, it doesn't seem right. There's, you know, there's the open face one where they got like a little boom mic, like you're a pot singer kind of thing, but then there's ones that are like a flat sticky microphone that goes right in front of your face mask. So I prefer something that's going to last and I can leave in the helmet, but I don't really know what's out there. It'd be cool too if it wasn't permanently affixed to the machine where I could move it to other machines. Whatnot. Did I make it in? I switched over to Detroit because I was in a Crater. NADDF, standing by.
He made it in fine. I'm not sure where he went. He made us up here.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. I felt like you... we're left hanging and said you changed, so I just wanted to make sure that you knew you made it. Good morning.
Good morning. I know sometimes they get unlinked for reasons or technical difficulties, so I wasn't sure if I switched to a machine that wasn't in the circuit here.
No, I'm hearing you up here in Saginaw.
All right, well, that'll do.
Sounds like you're going to have to put a APX 8500 on that machine.
I mean, if someone wants to donate one, by all means, but it's a 2000 Scrambler 500 that's worth about $2,000, so I think I could buy a couple of those for what that radio costs.
More on the radio than the machine, right?
Yeah, it's on the list. I just have weird criteria for what I want in a vehicle, and that's unfortunately not checking all my boxes. And when I say kid, I don't mean an 8500, I mean a photo.
important phone call.
Double with you, but I think you should have getting a call. NADDF standing by.
No, I'm just saying I'm surprised that Nick dropped off the way he did. He must have got an important phone call.
It happens. Man, oh man, even they didn't have my bagel. God darn it. So what'd you settle on? Everything. My distant fourth choice. Got Jeff in there, good morning.
I am. Morning, Sean.
And ATMH Mobile.
Morning, Drake.
Morning, Drake. Yeah, I'm running a little bit behind schedule. Because of certain circumstances, night before last, I was really short on sleep, so last night I was trying to catch up. And this morning I got up, decided I needed another hour, so I went back to bed and set the alarm for another hour and went back to sleep. Here I am. I'll be paying for it all day now. Go ahead, Drake.
I was navigating a roundabout behind somebody that doesn't know how to navigate a roundabout. I headed to Mason, Oceana 911 this morning to learn things. What things? I don't know, but I'm going to learn something, I guess.
Pick it up, Sean.
Oh, I'm just making the final approach here with my bagel. In case you didn't catch it, morning Drake, morning Dakota, morning Jeff, just got my bagel and my coffee. I'm curious what kind of equipment, I'm guessing 7500 at Oceana, or is that a K-Corp, when it comes back around, just wondering what the what they got over there. Dakota? Go ahead, Drake. I wasn't following that, so I'm curious as well.
You know, to be honest, I don't know what they have. I haven't been to Mason Oceana 911 yet, so I'm meeting up with one of my coworkers from downstate, and we're going to go figure it out. So something with the new update, something. Dispatch console, I don't even know. Running on a minimal amount of sleep, so if I'm gonna be able to remember anything, either I'm gonna have to put it all in voice memos or start taking notes.
What feeling there? I'm here. Judge you guys after a while. Keep it up still here. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, well, I'm here as well. Just getting into my parking spot. Well, if you said something after the upgrades, you know, I know they did the big upgrades that had the freeze on the 7500s, and so I wonder if it has something to do with that, particularly if they did a reboot and accepted the new configs or something like that, you know, that could have them boogered up. Who knows? All right, anyhow, well, good luck with whatever it is. We've got gray skies and rain down here. I don't know if you got that upstate, but it's going to be cooler, I guess. It's going to be in the 70s, so at least that's good. I wonder if the rain's going to let up. I'm here, though. I'll listen out. Switch over to the portable. W8FQ. Dakota? I just pulled up to the ATM, and I'm actually going to get out this time because my truck barely fits through the drive-thru, so I, too, am going to clear out. Be back in a bit if anyone's still here. If not, I'll catch you guys later. NADDF.
Hello, Tito. I'm cruising along, so I'll be here for a little bit until I lose the repeater. NADDF Mobile.
mind, right?
Hey, good morning, Toby.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's not good to be here this morning.
Yep. It's about that way over here. And, with how much rain we've had so far, I'm surprised that people don't know how to drive in it better, because, wow, everyone's treating yield signs and roundabouts like stop signs.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. If you look at 72 by Meyer on Acme, the yield
signs. Well, if everybody's stopping at each roundabout, that just causes more traffic. And that was definitely the case on the two roundabouts coming south out of Chum.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So, no. Percent humidity.
Over in Toby's land so far. Anything new?
Okay, thanks. One more get out of here. I got some things I gotta do.
Alright, sounds good, Toby. I'm just about to drop out. So here, I'm gonna lose your meter, so. Have a good day. An ATMH mobile. Somewhere between Chums and Buckley.
NADDF.
Thank you.
N86KF.
WABD Mobile.
Tell yourself.
AKA Most Def.
AKA Mac Daddy, AKA, okay.
I want to be Unit 51.
I think you've got the power to do that though, so you could make yourself Unit 51.
That's it. Over on the other one, I'll be 51. Because you're what, 2?
Heavy, I'm heavy one or dose?
Okay. Yeah. Anywho, just out getting myself a Jimmy John tuna on wheat. Heading back to the shop, A, and then I just found out I get to watch the grandkiddies tomorrow afternoon because my daughter and son-in-law want to ride their bicycles down to Tiger Stadium for a game.
I just got back from the plant. I had meetings this morning, and then our generator failed in Greenville at 2 a.m. So supposedly it went into overtemp even though it ran when they did a full load, hour load test last week as the quarterly test, and it had no issues, but it shut down due to high overtemp at 2 a.m. this morning. So I'm dealing with some of that crap from that. But Tigers game tomorrow, is it supposed to rain tomorrow, or is it just today it's supposed to rain? I don't remember now.
Man, this diet limeade tastes different. I hope it ain't regular. I'll go in a diabetic coma if this is sugary.
I checked my sugar this morning. Said it was 287. And I'm like, that's horse pucky. I grabbed another strip, pricked another finger, and it was 120. And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty gross error. But if you know it's wrong and you try again, then there you go. Good deal. But again, that's supposed to be a diet limeade. Now I'm having doubts. I could go back. I probably should. Nah. Generator, yeah, that reminds me. I gotta tell my generator maintenance company that I'm no longer going to be doing maintenance with them. They're gonna cry because, boy, they rake me over the coals on a regular basis.
You mean that's not included in your site monitoring fee?
Yeah, no. But having said that, I am going to be using Rodney and the guys for that work. But they'll be sending me time and materials still for that. Ooh, we're getting new fiber optic cable. Yay! Alright, let me jump out of here.
Interview fiber.
Be back in a bit.
I just got a message. The press PDF viewer, you know, they have digital plates or whatever so they can look at them on big screens at the press instead of printing them things off. And they're like, none of them are working. And I'm like, I'm literally logged in and looking at both screens and I see images. You go back to Maine. I don't want to go back to Maine. You stay on G4. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, time and materials, probably cheaper than the maintenance contract.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see, but should be by far. It's like, I get raked over coals. Plus, they do way more maintenance than necessary. I talked to the state guys about their regular maintenance stuff, and it's much more in keeping with, you know, like my guys were load bank testing. They were doing PMing twice a year with load banking every other time. So load banking, they're like, they don't load bank. You know, state says, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of these generators. So they load bank about once every 2 years. So, you know, but I'm paying them, you know, exorbitant fee to load bank, you know, because they say the recommended maintenance, you know, every year. Crazy. All right, I'm back with my sandwich. I'm going to get inside, start my lunch. W8FU.
Have fun. I haven't even thought about lunch yet. I should, though. W8FU.
Yeah,
them, they're reasonable. I mean, you know, look around. They've been extinct for a long time. So, but for what we use them for, they're just great. They're just fine.
Yeah, I found one, but it says that the maximum megahertz on it was like 450, so it's not above, unless you modify it, I guess, with the CPS software.
Yeah, I did that with the XTL. That's what the thing, that's what they are, XTL. And they only drop about 10, so puts it at the bottom end of the thingy, and yeah, if we could find one of the lower ones, I think we'd be better off than just take it and make it look pretty out of both pieces.
Well, will that tape do DMR?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, that does P25. All mine are PHF only.
Oh, I thought P25 was UHF. I didn't realize it was PHF.
Well, in these parts, it's everything. It's everywhere.
Well, I guess what I'll do is I'll take a picture of another 4550 and see what comes up and send it to you. If you can modify the band width, that might help. But I think it's it doesn't go up, you know, it doesn't go up to 470, so I don't think they're gonna work unless you can modify it.
I have to verify on that one because I know I can on the XTL. I can only drop them about 10 megahertz, but I don't know if I can do that on the DMR one. So I have to look that up.
Yeah, that would be most helpful. I mean, I still want to get a tape, so I want to start playing around with the P25 and messing around with it. Just something else. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah. That's another avenue to explore. So, you know, it's still though, even though it's kind of an anti-commercial on it, there's not much traffic on it. I'm really surprised. This is like always the go-to right here, this one. Because I have one right now, and I threw my call out a couple, three times, and crickets. So, this seems to be the one that, you know, you want somebody to talk to. This seems to be home, which is good. This one deserves to be home.
Well,
no, actually sounds good today. What are you chatting on? W8BD. Radio you working today?
I'm using my Alinco. That's what I use most often unless I'm on DMR and I go over to the TYT.
Yeah, I heard you throw your call out there a couple times. Actually heard it on your old radio. But the sensitivity still sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, it was doing fine. And then after we put that new code plug in there, seems like it went goofy on us.
Yeah, I pushed another firmware to it today to make sure I had all of the TAM PA number and model number, and I made sure I had all of it correct. And I pushed all that to it, and it wiped out the radio, which was fine. That's what it's supposed to do. So basically it started with a new radio. I re-pushed the tuner that I had in it back to it. And that's all turned out pretty good. And then I took my little, forget what they call it, it's that portable cheapy Amazon scope, Ultra SA. And I sent a negative 80 to it, negative 70 to it, and the best it would receive was negative 100. So it lost quite a few dBs.
Maybe just age. I see that happen.
Next time you're by me, call me. I'll hand it to you, and you can check it out with one of your high-intensity microscopes and see if any of the antenna connections got loose. But it is weird. This thing transmits like it's new. It just doesn't receive. It's like it's got a dummy load for an antenna.
Yeah, if it was something with the antenna connection, either the ground plane or the center pin, and it wouldn't transmit at all, it's backfeeding, you got a high SWR on it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that because that would be after the send, right?
No, the center pin on the UHF connector is your antenna, and then of course the bolt connected to the chassis is your ground plane. So, unless it's got a crappy ground.
Sorry about that, I lost all of that. My radio went wandering. I just turned it off. Yeah, but it's hooked up to my outside antenna, and it's still, and my outside antenna works pretty damn good, and it still doesn't hear.
What was the SWR on transmit? Were you getting 1.5 to 1 on it?
Never checked it, because I believe the problem is before that. Although I could check the output, power output, that might be good, but I think that that's got to be pretty good because I can hit everything. I mean, I can hit Phil's repeater from my house with it, and I can hear it back on another channel, but I can't hear Phil's repeater. So I'm sure it's transmitting well. And I think that's what Sean said when he tested it too. It's transmitting well. To me, this is more about a puzzle. I like puzzles.
Yeah, that's what Sean said. It transmits great. I said, but the receive is shut. He goes, yeah, pretty much. And, you know, wasn't getting anything back on it either. It's even through the analyzer. So, it's got to be something on the board that's either burned out or something's dirty somewhere, somehow, some way, or just a component finally just gave up.
Yeah, starting to think more towards a component went into retirement. Like I said, it's easy to get at. Let me know when you're coming by. I'll pull it out. I'll just hand it to you. I'll just pop the cover off real quick. I got like a little speed drill set up to pop the cover off real quick, and then it pulls right out. It's just amazing how well thought out the design of this thing is. It's just flawless.
That's why I love Motorola and always have.
And that entire outside case is one giant heatsink.
Well, that's why they're commercial rated, because they used to be, you know, they're designed to be run constantly and, you know, RX and DX and everything else like that constantly.
Did you see, Tim, found that CSI radio or something like that. I read up on that. That thing, we were writing a little bit about it in Discord, the ARPSC's part of it. Did you read any of that?
I read some of it. Seems a lot of, blowing and smoke is what I see.
Yeah, well, I did catch that one sentence that I copied and pasted about how it will never be able to do phase one. Well, that's all hams use is phase one. And I'm going, okay, this is, like, real shoddy.
Yeah, so if it doesn't do phase one, then it's kind of like pointless. More or less like a Motorola with the U in the serial number. It means useless.
That's the model number, fourth or fifth character. U means useless. Unless you want it for the case and the display and the microphone and all that other stuff, everything else in it, useless. The W, now there is one that you can get your hands on. That's the one that's worth a lot of money. They didn't make very many of those, though.
Well, yeah, because the U serial number, like you said, it's, you know, you can't use it for T25 because it won't be accepted on the network. So it's useless. You can't do anything with it except maybe simplex.
Can't even do that. The U means there's nothing in the 700 or 800 band that we're allowed to use. That's the problem with the U. It's 700 and 800. W is 900. So that's the problem with the U. U means strictly 700 or 800. I think it stops at like 870 or 890 or something like that. That's what's useless about it. It has nothing to do with the digital technology they're using. It has to do with the frequency.
I guess you can't modify it.
Tried that. Can't do it. They flooded the thing full of bandpass filters. After talking to Sean, I wasn't the first one that's ever tried it.
Cut them out.
Well, this dumb boy wouldn't even know what they looked like.
Yeah, I get it.
I run into a traffic jam, 696 and 75.
You know, yeah, I just passed through one. Somebody decided to kiss the center wall. And do a 360 or 180 and land up on the other direction. So, looks like the dude's okay. Any emergency vehicles. But yeah, it's the same thing with those HDs that are up on the shelf, you know, in that location that we are familiar with. Those are all probably model used, which means it's a proprietary.
Well, as they got newer, they would do more things. But as they got newer, you started adding on zeros. So, I think the 7000s would do professional stuff, and then you could order them either to do the UHF or the VHF, and then the 8000s would do the U and the V and the professional stuff, but those are still, like, lots of C-notes.
Hold on, be right back. Got a phone call.
WAPD, 696.
WAPD, Southfield.
WDAKLL, the mobile. W8FU. Foo.
What's going on, Sean?
Oh, you know, just making the commute home. I just spent, 10 minutes over on the GMRS side of the house, chatting with another ham, as a matter of fact, that I hadn't talked to in some time. Lives in my neighborhood, kind of, sort of. And I just figured I'd throw my call out here, see what's cooking. On your way home?
Yeah, indirectly. I got to go to the Clem, and then I got to go home. My daughter spent the night at my parents' house, so I got to go pick her up. So I'm 15 with John R. Going to fight my way to the east side and then pick her up. It'll be a long, fun ride.
Eh, it shouldn't be too bad, but you never know. Just stay off. Don't go north. There at 15 and John R. You'll get into that. Whatever that is going on there between 15 and 16 we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, at some point we got to cut over to 16, but I'll wait a little bit. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure where exactly you got to go. I think I kind of got a pretty good idea where, but I always would rip, 16. I'd rip 16 across the Grossbeck and run that up. That's my preferred way. You can do 15, but it just seems so much longer. You know, 16 moves a lot better. Although I'm on 16 right now, heading your direction, and it does not look good. It's backed up from, what did I just go through? That mound, and the cars look bumper to bumper. Good God, I'm almost to the Quinner. So let me see if that was Ryan or Mound. So I think I can't guarantee how it'll be past Mound. If this is, so let me see what this is coming up, in case I can give you any insight. Yeah, okay, I'm coming up on Ryan. So eastbound 16 between Ryan and Mound. It's backed up about a quarter of a mile after you get on 16, and then looks like it's bumper to bumper. So I don't know what's going on there. You might want to rip all the way to Mound at least.
Yep, I think that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah, it's just traffic. It was even longer to get on 75, 696 to 94. Sometimes when there's not construction, that is the fastest way. But today it certainly was not.
Who was that in there? I couldn't quite make it out.
W8NSC.
Ah, good afternoon, Nick. How you doing?
Yeah, I was in there this morning with you guys, and I got a phone call, and by the time I got done with the phone call, I was at the office. No, just fighting traffic, too. It must be a day for that. Eastbound 94 through 59 is dead stopped all three lanes, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know where all these people are going, but I wish they would stay home, that's for sure.
Remember the good old days back in 2020, 2021? Everybody was working from home. If you had to go anywhere, it was like full speed ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going back to that work. 5 days.
I'll trade with any one of you guys right now.
Yeah, traffic certainly was better then.
Well, you're either driving a lot, and our driving is trivial compared, or you're not working, and it's working. So which is it? I couldn't make out who it was. If it's Tom, I know what it was. It's driving.
It's Wally, and I'm at 8 Mile and Telegraph, and I got to get home. And according to the maps, there is no good way. W-A-D-D. And W-A-D-D, I'll get it right. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you're not going to have a fun time. So buckle in and turn on the music and try not to road rage on anybody. There's no easy way from there. Let's see. And try to figure out the rotation here. I think it was going Anthony, Nick, Wally, me. So, Anthony?
Wally, you might just want to find a bar and post up for a couple hours. It might save you time.
I was going to say the same thing. I wish I would have done it, but I don't have enough time to do that. That's the problem.
Yeah, GPS suggested 8 mile, and I thought, nope, I'm going to go north of Telegraph and turn right. So that's going to be my plan. I'm not that fond of 8 mile. Plus, if I did find a bar, I wouldn't want to do a bar on 8 mile. I might get tossed out, Sean.
Well, you'll get something. I don't know if it's tossed out, but you'll get something.
You might get something else if you don't get tossed out.
So, Anthony, you working tomorrow?
I am not working tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday, and we get our birthday off. So I will be home all day tomorrow, and then Thursday I have my one golf outing that I golf in a year, and I work from home on Friday. This has been a fantastic week.
Whose turn is it?
Well, if you were sticking with the original rotation, it would have been mixed volume. I just want to say, well, happy birthday. I'm going to be off tomorrow, kind of, sort of, as well. I got a couple of conference calls I got to handle in the morning, but I'm going to be doing them from your neighborhood. And then my kids are going to the ball game. They're riding their bikes down to the ball game from their house. And then I got the kids, so I'm going to be stomping around in your neck of the woods tomorrow. So the rotation was me, Anthony, Nick, Wally. So, Anthony?
Very cool. I'll try to remember to throw a radio on, and if you're around town, we'll see what happens. I know I got a couple things that I got to do, but, yeah, that's cool. Maybe we can run into each other. Over to you, Nick.
Well, that sounds like fun, but I'm going to jump out of here and make a couple phone calls because I'm obviously going to be late for an appointment now that I have at 4:30. So I'll catch you guys in a few or in the morning. WNSC.
Take care. Drive safe. Get your phone calls done. Hope all goes well. So now it's telling me to turn right on Franklin. So I think I'm going to listen to that advice because I like Franklin better than 8 Mile. So that'll make it a little bit easier. So that should be my adventure. Although it's a 2-minute traffic jam, but this looks like a lot more than 2 minutes. Sean?
I don't know. I'd have stuck with 8 Mile Road. I've ran 8 Mile Road a few times. It moves pretty good. But anything you do north of there, short of Square Lake or Long Lake or something like that, is going to be tricky. But you do have quite a ways to go, so you could theoretically run all the way up to 59 and run that across. Not necessarily better. I don't know. If you're going home, that's an option. You could go quite a bit north. See, me, I'm at, down here at 12 Mile Road, so I can't get north of it all. Any way you slice it up, I got to cut across with 696 being closed. It jacks me up no matter what. So luckily, Anthony and I are past it, so, it's not the end of the world unless we're out that way. But if we are out that way, then, I guess Anthony could drop down to 8. I could drop down to 8. It's not that bad. I digress.
Yeah, I would have taken 8 Mile, but that's like cheating for me. So I understand why Wally did not, but man, I would probably be feeling the exact same way Wally is right now if I was on that side of town at 4 p.m.
Well, I usually know better, but this is a pretty significant project for us, of which I think I'm going to walk away from. But it was just the way it all timed out, because I had to meet a subcontractor of ours there. He's very talented, and he said that was the only time he had available, and the principal of the project, it was the only time he had available, so the person that was going to take it in the shorts on this project was going to be me. But I guess you have to take the good with the bad. I know I was going to try to change the subject here real quick. Sean, have you ever been to Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard? Either one of those? That's where we're going for our anniversary. She wants to go to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. So I'm going to go find out how the other half lives. Sean?
Well, I have never been to Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard. I knew a man from Nantucket. Anthony?
No, I have never been to those two places, but I do enjoy going to the East Coast. It's different, and it's pretty cool, so you will very likely enjoy yourself.
I have to. It wasn't as bad as I thought as far as the hotels go and all the little things on, I guess these are islands, because it involved the word ferry. So I guess that looks like pretty exciting. I have been to Maine, up there, McKinney Bunkport, when Bushy was in office, saw his compound, and I've had all the fresh lobsters and all the other fun things up there. That's pretty good. Went out on a lobster boat, got attacked by a lobster. They even put rubber bands around his little claws so it wouldn't attack us mere peasants. And it still got me. Sean?
Do I navigate some traffic here? Yeah, so I've been to Maine and Massachusetts and Connecticut. Upstate New York. I've been through New York once, but it was in the evening. It was getting dark out, and I could only see Manhattan over my shoulder in the dark. So never really was in New York City. Never set foot in it. But I remember Maine and Massachusetts was quite impressive to a young lad when I was there. Did not partake in any seafood delicacies or anything like that. But I didn't go to Kenny Bunkport, and we ran there was a ferry that ran from Bar Harbor to Portsmouth, I can't remember. Anyhow, ran from New Brunswick to Maine, and that was pretty cool. But nah, it's a great area. Sounds like a wiener. I'm pulling up at home here though, gentlemen, so I'm going to probably make this my last unless there's anything specifically targeting me. W8FU.
All right, Sean, have a great evening, and maybe we'll catch up tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Over to you, Wally.
Very good. Yeah, believe it or not, the KC8LTS repeater, and I'm probably about 13 mile in Telegraph. This thing is working almost flawlessly. I mean, full quality. I am at 14 mile. 14 mile in Telegraph, and this repeater is just working absolutely fantastic. Although I should be close to Phil. Maybe I should try that try it with Phil real quick. Sean, you still there? So say you. Which one should I use?
This is my last. I would just stay on PJ's. It'll run you all the way. It'll practically run you home. So, go that route. Sorry about the echo. I was transitioning to the handheld. W8FU.
Yeah, Wally, on the one that you're on, you sound great. So, I don't know if you will need to switch over or not.
Did I say Phil? TJ's. TJ's the one you want.
It's clear as a bell. I mean, this repeater, I don't know where it's at. I mean, I get an idea. I think it's in the Detroit area, but I don't know how high it is up, but it's pretty amazing. WADKTAKJO. I'll let you in. Go ahead, sir. I think it's Anthony that's with us after that.
Well, hello, Anthony. Are you on the 42175, Wally? Is that the one that you're talking about in regards to range?
I don't know. It says on my radio, KP8 LTS analog.
Yeah, that's the one I'm on. I'm on Detroit, but when I go through Oakland Township, I use it there. I can hit it in Richmond. I can hit it in Ann Arbor. So it's a little sketchy when I'm downtown, but when I get out of town, I can hit from, like, US 23 and M14. Passing off to Anthony. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Hi, PBF. Last week, came back yesterday. Like, yesterday I was in Sturgis in Muskegon, so I was off the Muskegon Tower there for a bit. I can find something to talk to. KJO, go ahead, Wally, and we'll go back the other direction, back towards Anthony.
Yeah. You know what this is, Tom? Next time go around. What building? Is this on top of the Renaissance Center or something? They have this kind of coverage, or is it just one of those situations where everything's in the right spot, in the right place, and with the right wire and everything else, and it just works remarkably well? Anthony, WABD, go ahead.
Dakota?
I'm out here trying to figure out why UMP sounds like it's whistling at me.
Likely you're dashing good looks. I think we'll let Dakota go, and then I think it goes over to Tom, maybe, and then Wally.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm curious if you know where this Detroit repeater's at, too, because I've been wondering.
It is downtown, and I know we don't talk about sites, but in order for you to get to it, you would need a federal escort.
Okay, that narrows it down. Very good. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, the shot that I'm at right now. It's called Street Quantum, Quantum, whatever it is. So my guess is that I'm probably also down close to 15 mile. So I haven't seen 16 yet, so I'm pretty sure that I'm doing pretty good. Very nice. Good creek, go ahead. Traffic isn't as bad as they thought it was going to be. They were talking earlier about it. They would have taken Anthony. Would have taken 8 mile. But if you live down that way, yeah, that would have made sense. One way or another, I would have had to head north anyways. But I think I'm going to pay for this once I get on M59. I think that that's where my punishment's going to come in. Good, Anthony.
Well, I hope it continues being smooth for you because I am now on 16 mile and it is I want to poke my eyeballs out. This is ridiculous, but it is what it is. Over to you, Dakota. How are you doing today?
NADDF, I'm better now that I'm not at work. I'm on Paul Road heading west. Yeah, Wally, I've been north of town by about 10 miles. And I've been able to hear this and almost work it cleanly from, I think it's Goodland Township. So when I go home, I'm going to map it. I bet you that's got to be close to 50 miles.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, there is, for the first part of that, you were kind of sketchy. That was kind of weird. So, towards the end of it, it all cleared up. You said you were using the UMP. I thought... Good. Hey, stop.
stop at Waldo. So, Tom, did you get everything fixed at our beautiful hockey arena? Can we get in now without getting electrocuted?
Well, when it comes to security, you know, I have, I guess you could say preferred parking, or I don't have to use a parking deck when I go there. And I have an account inside of LCA on the east side, or south side, whatever you want to call it, south side. And so I just check in, go up what I got to do, got me some ice cream, and then picked up some box of readers to get rid of for them, and now I'm heading toward your direction.
I was going to say stop by, into the radio. You can look at the board and see if you have anything that's melted solder. But I don't think the timeout, maybe in the morning. Morning will work pretty good. Now that I screwed up the rotation, Dakota, good.
Is it me or is it Anthony? I already forgot.
It's you.
Whoops. Tom, where are we at LCA? I gotta get in touch with you two off air. I need a different type of quote from what you guys did last time. We're adding one or two doors, so let's get in touch on that. But our compactors are in the basement of LCA at four levels. So last time I was there, I drove into the basement or whatever you call that, where the semis pull in for the floors and all that stuff. That place is unbelievable.
Is that rented space, or are you contracted by LCA? If you're contracted by LCA, they probably have a proprietary over those doors.
We're contracted by LCA, or I believe it's, what is it, Illich Group or something like that, whoever the hell it is, we get an escort from them. No one really wants to hang out with us in that room, though, it's weird.
You guys are the garbage people. Nobody would want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. Your company gets a lot of press on Facebook, on our local Facebook channel.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything on the air. Most people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say any names either. I just thought, there's the window. Yeah, it's one of those things where you can't do any right, even if you do right. Go ahead, Tom.
Out of courtesy, I wasn't going to see anything either, nor the location of your services and what you provide. But, yeah, just found out that our office, or our location that we all know where that's at, is now the corporate meeting place when the head honchos come into town.
I'm sure that makes it fun for everybody that works in your office, then.
He was going to come into the town hall meeting with those individuals, and he goes, why me? Kind of thing. He's like, really don't want to, but it was either he or I, since we're the most qualified, but I've been monikered as, like, the Dale Earnhardt of HR, and let's just say I've drilled a few holes in the boat.
See if I got it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I got it.
Yeah, Tom, if you were nice, you would get some of your friends a box to watch a game. Dakota, what do you think about that one?
Unfortunately, those tickets are not at my liberty to distribute. I'm lucky if I get to go.
Yeah, I'm sure those aren't handed out freely.
No, they are not. And the owner of the company is my boss. I report to him, and I don't get them. So, there's that.
Remember the days when we all had friends? Now we're all just peons.
Yeah, I get that. I am a tenant in LCA, so I don't drill directly. VA except for contact and security to tell them where I'm parking so they can watch our service vans. I have a very good rapport with them, but in regards to obtaining entrance availability, that's null and void.
Hey guys, I gotta hop out for a few minutes. I gotta make a phone call, and if I get a chance, I'll hop back in. If not, K8RUH. Everybody have a good evening.
Good hearing from you, Anthony. Twice in one day, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you soon. 73GS.
Hey, Tom, so far I've been pretty lucky on my travels. I can't complain.
What did you take? Did you take Big Beaver down instead of going down the 8 mile?
I went all the way up to Telegraph to Franklin, and now it's taking me to 75 north. 2.2 miles to 75 north, and then I'm going to turn right and get on 59. Maybe that's where I'm going to take my punishment. I know it's coming. Dakota?
You jinxed me. I usually don't have any issues on my way home, and now I'm trying to get on 53, and it's bumper to bumper. I'll be back. I got a call coming in. NADDF.
Oh, well, I might be ending up at your place, just as you're ending up at your place.
My place being my house or my place being my office?
Your house, if you're going to be there. If not, I can meet you at the office. But you said it's at the house, so.
Yeah, so I'm going to be home at 5:20. So it's giving me an hour, 34 miles an hour, so that'd be a long time to wait. But you're welcome to it.
Yeah, I'm at 94 in Maras, and I just got stuck. So, only around the same time.
I don't see how it plays out. Shouldn't be too bad. This is amazing. This freaking repeater is just amazing.
Oh, like I said, I can hit Detroit from Ann Arbor. So it's got some height to it. I'm not saying where, but I know the height that it's at, roughly estimated. So it's a good hit. Thinking of it as a long line tower, but for him.
I'm back.
My little XTL 1500. My little P25 with the TP display. I put it in my work car. That way if somebody steals it out of my work car, I won't be as sad.
That's why I have cameras watch my van depending on where I go. Or my van is always parked close to a door somewhere. It's been pretty good. I tend not to get messed with. You know, if I do, then I usually educate. And they're open to that kind of thing. But they don't mess with it when they hear a police scanner going either.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I had a telemarketer call the other day, and I was screwing with them like I usually do, and then the radio started talking, and the guy goes, "What's that?" He hung up on me. So I like to waste as much time as I possibly can if I'm driving and not talking on the radio. And just carry on conversations and act like I'm interested.
Yeah, I do that too. I string them along as long as I can. I had one that wanted this and wanted that. They had all my information. I'm like, no, he's dead. You know, and then they start getting really snotty. And then I have four or five different phone apps that I use, and I call them back and mess with them. Give them some sly Rick number, you know, some case number, as they say, and it really throws them for a loop.
See, all the ones I get,
I hate those guys.
Tell that they're coming from a certain foreign country, but they're all spoofed, but it's, you know, they always want your numbers, but you know what I've noticed is whatever information you do tell them, they keep track of. Because I told them my name was Fred,
doesn't know if I told you that, F-R-E-D-G, and I made up a birthday, and they recited that back to me, phone calls about, you know, hey, French, we know that, you know, blah, 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 everything else like that. So I feed them with lies. I never tell them anything that's legit, but I did figure out that they do know who they're calling, they do have that number on their screen, and they do know any data that you give them. So just remember that if you ever give them any data, make sure it's a lie. Just remember what your lie was.
I usually just ask them if they want my social security number or my credit card information first.
There's this one guy on YouTube that catches them. He has a fake credit card, and, you know, with very limited money on it, like, you know, $5-$10 or something like that. And he makes money off the YouTube thing. I forget his name. It'll come to me in the conversation. But he's really good at it. So when they run his credit card, he knows who they are. And that's how he's able to get back to them. So, you know, so if they try to hit him for whatever amount of money, you know, he's only got like a $5 limit on there or a $10 limit. But he can instantly look and see who hit him, and then he starts screwing with them. It's pretty good way to do it if you want to waste all that time. But, you know, he's making money off of the YouTube thing. Dakota, WAVD.
Is it that scammer payback guy who pulls up their CCTV cameras and deletes their System 32 file off of their computer?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. I saw a thing on it, how he's able to get back to some of them when they run their credit cards.
Oh, you guys haven't seen the best of it yet. Look at Jim Browning. Jim Browning logs into the hackers' computers and their cameras at the site over in India. He's been on television. Then you got Dick Boga, where he does the whole thing with people, and he's on the phone with them for like 4 hours. And he's a computer programming. He does coding. And he makes up fake websites, fake bank accounts, fake this, fake that, and he's really good too. There's another one, I think his name is Lewis Tech. He's good, along with D-Bar. D-Bar is one of the ones that uses what they call flooding. It destroys the machines just by 1,000 phone calls a minute. Wally.
Well, I was going to hand it to Dakota, ask him if he had that skill set. I mean, if somebody gave you enough equipment, do you have that skill set to track back?
At one point, I had quite a bit of that, but not anymore. I'm doing more of the general IT, which is unfortunate. I have a degree in information security intelligence, and that's pretty much what I was doing. And I didn't pursue anything further because it was going to be federal, and I didn't want to work for the feds, and here I am, working private.
Oh, I think it's been fun to try to chase them back. What I don't get is why we don't put a stop to it. So, I mean, and it's just like, I never got any spam calls ever until I turned 65. And within 2 weeks of that, and I don't know who gave the number away. I don't know if it was United Healthcare. I don't know who it was, but somebody sold the number, and it went from zero to probably 30 or 40 a day. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I'm still here, sorry. I'm doing a GMRS thing too with my coworkers up there. There's some type of massive car accident Hall Road in 94, you just heard, so I wonder what's going on there. I got a Border Patrol agent next to me. You can't go for ID because I haven't done it for a while.
I paid for a third party called Incogni, which is supposed to be a data scrubber that just basically reaches out to brokers and removes all your data. Save your money. It's complete BS. I think after I did that, I got more emails and spam calls than I did without it. I I have two phone numbers and I have two emails that I use. And I swear to God, after I signed up for that, it got 10 times worse.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that either. That's just, like I said, I don't know how to stop it. Although my wife, she was just as mad as I was, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what she said to one of them, but it was like the next day she was off the list. And she doesn't know what she said or did either. She has no call filter, no Verizon call filter, no blocker, no none of the robocaller talky things. None of that stuff, or the new Apple one. She doesn't have any of that stuff on her phone, and it completely stopped, and she was getting just as many as I did, and she did the same rant and rave, you know, to all of them when they called, and then all of a sudden, one day, it just stopped. So I don't know what the magic word to say, because I asked her, I said, well, what did you say? And she says, I don't know. She says, I saw say all sorts of different things. She was trying to stop it. Tom.
Yeah, I don't know what I did. I haven't had as many as I used to. It's kind of slowed down. I don't know what I said. I know I did the do not call list again, but that doesn't necessarily work. Well, so I have a work phone, a personal phone, then I have a Talkatone, I have a Google phone, I have a TextNow phone, and something else. So I got 3 or 4 different numbers. And the Talkatone app and the TextNow app, you know, if I don't use it, it drops the number, gives me another, and I pick up another one, any area code that I want, and that kind of stops them too.
I couldn't even tell you how many emails. It's really just my Yahoo address, which I know is Yahoo, and I just need to move the last couple things I have over there to a Gmail, but that, I mean, at least 15 to 20 emails a day that I block, and they just keep coming because they're just generated addresses. I mean, I just, it's the same garbage, too. It's like, does this work on anybody?
Well, apparently it does because they keep doing it. So, you know, I don't know. They just keep hitting, and then, you know, start giving people information, and they acquire it. Like you said, when they started reading me back my fake name, I thought, aha, they do know who you're calling. And that might have accelerated it, too, maybe because they thought that they had something. So I always give them a 49079 zip code, which is where I grew up in Papa. So they tell me that that's where I live now, and I haven't lived over there since 2001. So they tell me where I live. So I know there's typing data. I just got to figure out what data to say. Maybe if I tell them I'm young, that might work. Maybe I should change my birthday, make me younger. Tom?
Yeah, when they used to call me, I did the same thing. They gave me the address. I think it was like 213.
I should start doing that. Just give them the address and phone number to the FBI or some bullshit.
Give them the name Phil McCracken.
Yep, Phil McCracken, or the other one, last name is Jabloni, the first name is Haywood.
That's one of those, my name's Dane Gleesack kind of things.
Correct. Or even, my first name is Michael, last name is Hunt, but I like to be called Mike.
I don't know what this traffic is today, but it is ridiculous.
My coworker said that there's an accident at Hall Road and I-94, but you're going the other direction. Van Dyke is always slow, and I'm stuck here at 94 East at Harper. I know Wally is on eastbound Hall Road, so he's probably going to get into the mix of that, too.
I'm at 34 in Fisher, and I've never seen this many cars on 34 Mile Road in the K. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's odd, because I usually go down Fisher to 34, and then 34 to Caney, and then over to Armada Center, so that's crazy.
That ADVF. Yeah, I'm going west, and it's, I don't get it, man. It's like it's getting worse by the week. And that's, I'm not exaggerating. It seems like by the week I'm getting, they're hitting more and more traffic on the way home, and it was not like this, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's crazy here. And then my coworker, he's up on Gratiot, because he got off the freeway. This is ridiculous. But over there by you, that's rarely backed up like that. Ever.
All the yuppies are moving north.
That makes me from Armada Fair. A friend of mine, or one of my horse people from the fair, she's in there, she goes, it's kind of funny, because this drunk idiot came down the aisle during fair and stuck his hand in her horse's stall to pet it. And her horse normally isn't a player, but he goes, oh, look, flesh-colored carrots, chomp. Stick your hand in a cage.
That's really why I stopped going to that, was because there were more people from Shelby Township, Macomb County, or Macomb Township, you know, Warren going to the Armada Fair than there were people from out by us.
Oh, yeah. And what's really funny is, one of the thrills that I get when I'm at the fair, or when I used to work at the fair, is just sitting down there on breaks and watching all the women walk by with the fancy boots and the shorts. I mean, like, I'm a cowgirl. I'm like, no, you ain't. And then you see some kid walking with a cow or with a horse or something like that. They're walking in a pair of spandex shorts, a t-shirt, and flip-flops. That's cowgirl.
Yeah, I don't partake in any of that stuff anymore. I'll probably go to Woods and Water this year because it's a little more geared towards what I do and the people I associate with, but fair just turned into that. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, there are a lot of complaints in regards to either getting into the rodeo or getting into the bump and run or the demolition derby. You know, if you walked out of the stairwell or out of the bleachers, you had to get a mark on your hand and you go back in because they weren't letting anybody in once it started. If you wanted to get under the pavilion, the covered bleachers, you had to be there early to get a stamp to get up there to get, you can go back in without any issues. So it's totally different. But I go because I got a kid that runs in the demo derby and then his friends. And then with the bumper on and stuff, we got friends in there too, because, along with the horses, I know a lot of people in the horse community, either miniature horses or saddle horses. So I go up there to see all them.
Yeah, we usually took the kids for the, they get their elephant here and then go see the animals, and that was about it. But, yeah, last time I went, the guy was like, you need to go put your knife back in your car. I'm like, really? But there's no metal detectors, and I didn't have to go put other things away. So it's like, yeah, you're doing a lot.
Well, it's the same thing. It says no smoking or vaping. Like, really? It's a big open area. Come on now. And I know people on the fair board, and everybody does it. I was vaping up and down the aisles. I was safe and all. I mean, they're not going to stop everybody. I mean, you have other priorities besides that, like lost kids and, you know, kids and people sticking their heads through the fence or leaning over the fence to play with the horses when they're running around in an event or something like that, and people getting hurt because of their stupidity.
That's been kind of par for the course with all these events lately. They're just getting stricter and stricter because people are getting dumber and dumber.
Exactly. When I used to run the horse shows for the fair, we had signs up, and the person that I worked under, she made all these signs, and we tacked them up on every other fence post that says, stay 3 feet away from the arena fence for your safety and the rider's safety. But this year, when I went up there, there were horses running all around, loose in the arena because they were, you know, they were working their horses, whatever else. Not one sign anywhere, you know. And then the kids were running out of the gate there in speed. Some of them were, you know, walking out of the gate. It's like, wow, they must have really got lax. Where I was strict, I'm like, you must dismount before you open that gate. You must do this before this. But now it seems like they just run them in and out. Have, you know, either none the wiser or they really don't care.
Probably a combination of both. The reason why warning labels exist. I'm going through similar things. I'm implementing things for people just because they're, you know, people need to be coddled, apparently.
Why do you see that someone took my advice and they put cameras up at the gate entrances? There's actually a camera on the announcer's booth for the horse arena. You know, they didn't have that before. I recommended that years ago. Like, oh no, we can't do that because of the kids in the arena, blah, blah, blah. But now they have it, so if they got hurt somewhere, then now they have cameras so they can play back. Say, oh look, yeah, you stuck your head in the fence. That's why your kid got smacked by a hoof. It wasn't the rider's fault, it was your own damn kid's fault.
There should be cameras everywhere.
I don't think I caught what you said.
I said there should be cameras everywhere.
100%. Yeah, and with a sign up that says, you know, repeat if you are on camera, you know, for the protection of, you know, this and your protection, we have installed video surveillance devices throughout the area. If you care to be stupid, well, then we're not paying for it.
That's the world we live in now. Everyone wants to get hurt and sue.
Can't be a good deal. It's in the inside of all the riding arenas at the barn that you need to work at. Or if you're taking lessons and stuff, there's a big sign that says, you know, it releases all liability to the owner of the facility in this and that because equestrian sports is a dangerous sport that could result in severe injury or death. You are riding at your own risk, blah, blah, blah. It's a big sign. You go, okay, I understand that.
Is Richmond down or is my radio messed up?
I don't know. I'm not that close yet. I'm still on LTS, tower. And I'm at North River Road at 94. Now I am on UMP, KCKGO. You still there, Dakota? It might be, because I just tried calling you on Mount Clemens. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to fix Richmond. I don't know what the hell's going on. 442225, right? I wonder if I got the wrong PL.
Yeah, 422251-23.
I still barely know how to front panel this damn thing.
I have my DB20G.
DB20G. Hello, Tom. Hello, Dakota. W8 EAP. The one mending's going good. One mend is going good. I'm still working on mending number two, but I'm doing okay. Probably the best I've been in a while.
I fixed it.
You must have fixed it. Already know what does Eric get fixed.
I don't know. No, it was muscles up to put it that way. It had the offset, but it didn't have a transfer frequency, so especially when repeater shift is on.
Hey, a little crankly, but I can understand you. Go ahead, Eric.
Did you switch over to, yo, I don't know if I'm in, did you switch to the FBI, Warren?
No, I went from Romeo to Richmond, but Richmond's not, I can't hit it good when everything's all green.
I don't know, I finally switched over to UMP.
Thank you, sir. It's like you guys need 50 to 100 watts to make it in.
Hello, I'm running 25 with everything all green and big like it is. It's been tough. In the winter and the fall, it's money. I can use like 5 watts and get wherever I want. But, Tom, is UMP or any of the semen repeaters giving you any like weird buzzing, whistling? Once I switched to Warren, it went away, and ever since I've been on FBI, it's been gone.
I heard that yesterday, but that was on, no wait, that was on, that might have been on 47.2, I could be wrong. But, I had a little bit of crackling when I was down in Detroit, when Wally was on, and I was on TLS on that one, or LTS, TJ's, I was on TJ's tower.
All right, I'll keep an ear out for it. I didn't hear it this morning, but I wasn't on UMP that long. But I'm pulling in. I got to grab my garbage can. I'm going to get inside. So good talking to you guys, and I'll catch you later. NACDS.
DBS 70KKCKGO. Go ahead, Eric. You're still there.
Yep. I'm still here. I'll be heading out to the car in a little while. I've got some errands to run, but I'd say I'm 75% back to good, so got a few more procedures they got to do, so we'll see. A lot of it depends on what they want to do in the next few weeks, but doing a lot better. So anyhow, I got to go out and run some errands, so I'll be out in the car. I don't know if you'll still be out there in 20 minutes, but if you are, I'll talk to you then. WAEAP.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, yeah. I'm stuck on 94. I just saw 3 courtesy vans with the lights and sirens going, so they're heading up, I think, the whole road. I'm right here by Gibraltar Trade Center and the weed dispensaries.
Roger. Well, okay, man. Well, I'll talk to you in a bit. Catch you later, Dakota, if you're still out there. WAEAP.
far where it's at, but it says right lane blocked after 21. Again, everybody is slowed down. I've been stuck since North River Road.
Some more is blowing his horn like it's going to make a difference.
Chewing in that big gnarly diesel.
Nope, I'm in a little white piece of junk.
You bought it. It's your company, or at least a third of your company.
I know. Hell, even the cut-through for to go to TJ's is one. I'm sorry, people. I don't think anybody's going to. I don't think there's an easy way around.
I'm staring at the exit ramp trying to get up on it where it says east. And I saw one man go and everybody else is just sitting here on the freeway with their thumb up their ass.
It won't do any good, dude, because nothing's moving. Even once you get off here, you're not moving. I haven't made it to the runways yet. I'm up to 539 now. Talking to Sean, one of the digital things, and I'm saying that every chance I look at the GPS, it just adds on minutes. I just don't get it. What went wrong today? I don't get it.
It's the new Monday. That's what my co-worker said. He was up till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning with his wife because she had that thing that you get when you get over 50. And so he barely got any sleep. And then just today, just it's all over the place. Even at work, it's like, this has got to be a Monday. It's like, no, it's Tuesday. It's like, well, it's a Tuesday Monday.
Yeah, I think it's something. The landing, the runway lights are on, too. They must be projecting something in big. The white lights, you know, the approach, they're all lit up, too.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I can see what you mean.
Told you it wasn't good.
I say if you get over to the left lane and turn it by BJ's and go straight over to 21, you might have better luck.
Nope. Backed up all the way.
Well, down Hall Road I go to Jefferson. That's where I'm going. I think you might be in front of me.
with a question for you guys.
DVS, KCKDO. Go ahead, sir.
I've just been listening to some of your chatting over the last little bit here. I'm in Grand Ledge, pretty new to all this, and I'm just curious whether this Danville repeater is linked to something else, or are you really hitting it from the Detroit area?
I am on the UMP. I think WAKD is the same.
All right. I don't know what that means. Is that an easy explanation?
Yeah, they're linked.
What's your call sign again? Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot.
Okay, very good. I didn't catch it. They just frown on people that don't have licenses on these channels. So, yeah, they're all linked together. System's called M1. And there's a website you could search. It'll tell you everything that's linked. Central, emergency, or what was it? Let me get it right. Central Michigan Emergency Network, CMEN. Just do a search for that, and it'll tell you everything that's connected together.
Okay, very good. I will do that. I appreciate it. I'm assuming I'm hitting the, I'm pretty sure I'm hitting the Danville repeater here from Grand Ledge. I'm also getting a weird Roger beep, I think. I don't know if it's a setting on my radio where I'm literally hearing a woman say beep.
Well, you're not transmitting it, so that's good. At least I can't hear you transmitting it. That's a big no-no, so you might want to turn that off. Somebody will say something if you are transmitting it. Yeah, we're down in the Detroit area, and the traffic is probably the worst we've ever seen it. So we're north of Trent. We're actually north of the Detroit area, probably about 25, 30 miles, and it's like the worst we've ever seen it. It's just, it's beyond the pale. That's why we were chatting.
No, that's not good to hear. My son used to live down there. He's out east now, but I think one of you guys said it's the worst traffic engineers. I've felt that for many years, that they just, the things that they do make it pretty darn difficult to get around. I love it when they shut down parallel alternative routes.
Yeah, I think that's what they did here. I think they shut down one lane of Gratiot. And I think that there might be something going on I-94 too, but, and then everybody else is trying to beat the system, including me, and it's loaded the side streets. I mean, as far as I can see for miles, nothing's moving.
That's not good. I'm sorry to hear that. I will let you guys get back to your chat, though. I appreciate the information. I was just confused about how much traffic there was on this Danville thing, but that happens sometimes when I'm checking out a new repeater that it's linked and I don't know it offhand. So I will do a look at that Central Michigan emergency thing and check it out. So I'll be clear for now. Thanks again. Bravo Delta, KD8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's quite a powerful system. There's VHF, UHF, and some digital technologies, DMR. It's all on the same website. You can search it. It's really accurate, or fairly close to accurate. I think there's a couple newer ones that are missing, but it, last I looked, it was pretty accurate. And Central Emergency Michigan, Central Michigan Emergency Network, and Ham Radio or something like that, and you'll find it. Very good. You have a good day. Hope all is well. WAB. KDF, KCKDO. The website is whiskey8charliemikenovember.net, WHCMN.net. That's the, Wally's right, it's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you're on the Danville repeater, 444-575, the lady going beep, that's their tone squelch. Instead of having the squawk at the end of the transmission,
and the repeater, it goes beep. I hear that every time I drive through Danville.
Okay, I appreciate that, but you're saying it's not getting transmitted, only I'm hearing it.
100%. That's how I know I'm on the Danville repeater, is when I keep the mic when I'm traveling to 69 West and I hit that area, and then I hear the beep from a lady. I'm like, oh, that's different. But yeah, that's why it's there. They just haven't changed it over to, you know, if you go to another repeater like Flint or something, you know, they're just the timeout of the repeater, where Danville has that nice lady that says beep.
It almost feels like she's mocking me, but I appreciate the help. I'm looking at that website now, and I'll check it out. Appreciate it. KD8 Bravo Delta Foxtrot, clear for now. You guys be safe in the traffic.
EVS 73, enjoy the hobby. KKKGL still here with WATD.
Well, the good news, Tom, is I just made it past the party store.
I'm staring at the party store. It's the cigars. That's Sean's expertise right there.
What if I sat here and blew my horn, if that would work?
That's New York. You can't move 5 feet with somebody blowing their horn at you. I found that out firsthand when I was up there, or over there, for work. Because all they do is honk, honk, honk. Can't move anywhere but the honk, honk, honk. And then in India, they use... You know, in India, you know, one beep, stop, two beeps, you know, beep, beep, go ahead. Three beeps, someone across the road, four beeps, and a moo, the dead cow on the road.
I saw lots of cows this past week at your fair.
Yeah, did you bid on one?
What would I do with a 1,200-pound cow?
Burgers, steaks, T-bones, porterhouse, Delmonico, big short ribs, oxtail soup.
Somebody would have to fix it for me, and that would be a lot. How do you move something that big around? Do they still walk? They look to me like they were just laying there.
Yeah, they are relaxing, but if you're in the big barn next to the horse stalls, that's auction. That's 4-H and FFA, which is Future Farmers of America. So those are, livestock raised by 4-H and FFA kids. And you bid on it, and you can go with, like, you know, somebody else, and you can bid on a cow, and you pay the price, and I think that includes processing, or processing is like $200. But you can get a half cow for like $600.
So out of a 1,200-pound cow, how much of it is meat, steaks, hamburgers, oxtails, all that other stuff?
I'm estimating about 85%. Because if you go to a butcher and you see the picture of the cow, it tells you exactly where everything comes from. Brisket is down by the chest. And you got your shank steak, you got your flanks, you got your ribeyes, you know, so depending on where it is, you know, how tender the meat is. And if you look at a itty bitty little one that's really filet. A filet where you pay $25 a pound and you get 2 pounds, so that's $50. Where if you bid on a cow and you pay $600-$700 for half a cow, and you know, plus processing, you're getting, you know, a couple grand worth of meat.
And you have to have a freezer, a shrink wrap machine, all those other things. So, if what, like, let's say, what would a 1,000-pound cow go for at a show like that?
All depend on how it's judged. So, some of these kids raise steers, and bull, you know, raise steers, which are, you know, male cows, and if it's a blue ribbon, then that's used for breeding for more stock. Where if you have a heifer, it'll be used for breeding, and then after a heifer has a calf, then it's called a cow. And depending on what you bid on and what you want it for is how much, what you pay. But that's why you see all the ribbons. So the higher the ribbon, the more money per pound.
Okay. So if you wanted one for steaks, how much money?
Depends on what the bidding price is. So say you got a 1,200-pound steer. All right. Or a bull. A bull is, the eldest a steer is, I think that's how that goes. But anyways, so you go sit down and you start bidding. You can start at 50 cents a pound or a dollar a pound, and you go up, and then say the cow is 1,200 pounds, and you get for 50 cents a pound for a $600 cow. You take that cow, and you get it, get it what we call processed, and you can have 20, 30 DeMonaco steaks, or whatever you want it done as, just like a deer. You want the deer meat and sausage, you want it as stew venison or whatever else. So it depends on what you want is what the processor does and how much it costs. But it's usually a processor is probably about $250-$300. And they tell you how many pounds of ground round you want, how many pounds of how much hamburger, what kind of steaks you want, and they cut it up just the way you want it. So if you want all DeMonaco, where the DeMonaco meat is at, we'll place it all up for that. Definitely you're going to get fillets out of it, and you're going to get a bunch of T-bones.
Well, I would want all ribeyes and fillets. Now that was funny.
Yeah, it all depends on what you want. I mean, like Richmond Meat Packers, you go in there, they're going to charge you a bunch of money, and their stuff has been frozen for a while. One processor that I order from sometimes is Frank's, and she's in Richmond Township, and she picks her own type of beef, and she'll slice whatever you want. I usually get T-bones from her. And I've gotten breakfast sausage. So it all depends on what you want is what the price is going to be. But I know my buddy Jeff, PhD, he orders a quarter cow with ground beef and some T-bones and stuff. And his quarter cow, and he still has ground beef in the deep freezer.
Great news. From W8PD, I made it past the stoplight.
Okay, I was stuck under the stoplight when it changed. The first one that back there at that Farwell or Farewell or whatever. I mean, I'm no more than maybe about 7-8 cars behind you.
For some reason, GPS is telling me to turn left on Sugar Bush. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, you can take Jefferson to 23 and then curve down 23 to Baltimore and then go up County Line. You'll be right there.
Yeah, I got that. Unless for some silly reason, it's closed.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I'm, where am I at? I just crossed over Cotton. Okay, you can go.
I think I see why it's telling me. WBD. You ever been to this Boatyard Grill here on the right? It's pretty good.
probably on this side of town. I'm always, you know, I'm always up by Memphis or something. We didn't really do much last week, you know. Small paycheck to meet, bills first, play later.
You know, not listening to the GPS, and I sure do hope it's going to be a good situation here.
I don't know, I'm just going to go through Chesterfield, or to, yeah, Chesterfield and New Baltimore. I'm already down this far.
We have brake lights.
If you get a chance, you got to try Eddie's driving over there, Crocker and Jefferson. He makes pretty good burgers.
Materials come out and fill the speed.
No, I'm past Sugar Bush and it's still wide open.
Wait for it.
I spoke too soon.
See that? I'm more than just a pretty face. W8.
Got a face for radio.
Yes, he do.
I've been told that on more than one occasion. KCKGO. Hello, Eric.
Really speaks all of a sudden. Warren, I don't know why Warren's so weak all of a sudden today.
That's a strange duck. Usually it's pretty gold darn clear.
Maybe it's my antenna. I don't know. Check that out. Yeah, it's very weak today.
How are you hearing it?
It's full scale, but there's a lot of noise and picket fencing where I shouldn't have any picket fencing where I'm at right now. It should be just solid. Maybe it's the rain out of...
Yeah, you're raining over here, too. It sounds like just picket fencing and snap, crackle, pop coming back at us. We should be doing okay. We're at the UMP, and we're not that far from it.
W-A-D-A-P. Yeah, I'm over here at 19, or M-59 in Ryan. That should be solid. I don't know. Well, I'm heading south, so.
Said for me he's got to fill out, Tom, that I don't like filling out, the ICS 214 or whatever it is.
I saw it, I downloaded it, but I haven't filled it out yet.
Maybe Eric knows what form it is. Go ahead, Eric.
About 5:45, someone asked me what time it is.
I knew Baltimore, it's 5:44. Oh, now there was a shortcut. Hey, Tom, turn by the Kroger.
Which way?
Towards 23. When you get to the Kroger, whatever that crossroad that takes you into the back way of Kroger, the minions haven't figured that one out yet.
All right. I'm in front of Brandenburg Park right now.
Unbelievable. All I have to say. I'm going to do a very harshly worded statement tonight on Facebook. Can't believe you left the house, Eric. Not a good day to drive. Good.
You talking about Altman here, the side street? I think that's what it is. I don't know. I'm coming up to
messed up the entire northeast quadrant of the county. It will be 2.5 hour drive from Southfield to my house when this gets over with.
I'm stuck the same distance on 23.
You make it to 23?
Yeah, from like 7 minutes.
I was going to say, we should chat on a simpler frequency, but I don't have one. And I don't have a talker on button on this radio, which I will have tomorrow.
I just changed to via phone, and then I can go on simplex. It's not around frequency, then I'll be in.
Be right back. I get a phone call. See what the wife is doing. WAD. Okay, I'm in town, Simon. WAD.
Yeah, I'm sitting here at Jefferson at 23. He must have made it to the light, and I see a boy in blue sitting on the left-hand side here. KCKGO.
Yeah, to agree to grief, we decided to close down the lane and to Baltimore coming in, too. Did you see that? You're going to take county line home, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take county line once I can see the Baltimore here. Chesterfield. Just gotta wait for the site to change and I'll zip around to three off county line.
Well, if you got time, I got one more idea we can try on that XBR radio. So, you remember where I live? St. Clair to Orson. Very good. I finally made it to county line. And I didn't hurt anybody or myself. Waldo?
Yeah, I found Waldo, and we found another Ford for the 4550, exact model.
Just the Ford? So you gonna try swapping that out?
No, it's the whole radio, but we're just gonna pull the board out, because my case and everything looks practically brand new, and this one, you know, some love.
Oh, I gotcha. Right. There you go. I'm guessing that the love came with a good price tag.
Okay.
Man. Somebody raked you over to coal for that.
He wanted a Benny and a Franklin, but offered him a Benny and he took it.
Roger. Oh, man. Oh, crap. Is Wally out here?
When I left, he was putting together a handheld rototiller.
Yeah, I forgot. I sent him, I got a quote on a radio, and then I got it modified, and I sent him the modified one. I just wanted to see if he got it. It was kind of what we expected. But, yeah, those other radios he's got, those VHF mobiles, I wouldn't mind playing with one of those, just, if nothing else, just to play with their software.
The new one's in the box on the floor?
I have no idea. He has some Harris radios that had bad displays and something like that. Anyhow, I think he's got a couple surplus to his needs. Honestly, I don't even need the radio, quite honestly. I just need a copy of the code plug. Then I can tool around and play with it.
Oh, you're talking about those tapes that he has? That's a nice little radio.
Yeah, I want to play with the programming software. I want to get a feel for it, see what it's all about. But I've got the software. I just got to get an archive, I guess. I don't really need a radio per se.
Yeah, I mean it's like me. I mean, we got the 4550. Like I said, it's got a dead receive on it. I mean, we tore it all apart and looked at it. I couldn't see any burn spots on it, but even with you checking it, him checking it, it still has a voltage loss and a dB loss. It's off by like 30.
Oh yeah, no, I looked at that, made a couple of quick checks and said, yep, you got something toasty on the board. So I know Wally heard that there was some sort of a firmware thing that could cause a similar problem, but I was suspecting like a pin diode or something. There's probably some pin diode switching or something. It might be a pretty easy fix, but you really got it. You got to have the full service manual and sit down and go through it, which I don't have either the time nor the manual for. So,
well, the next best thing is getting an identical radio and then swapping boards into it.
Hey, it's all find the bad part and replace it. You know, just a matter of how far out you want to extend that.
Exactly. It's the same thing with the old hard drives. I have one that all of a sudden went scatterbrained and found out that it's not the plate or the armature, but the board goes dumb. You know, like a pin diode, like you say, goes off on it. So I order the identical board, take off all the screws, and it's just a compression fit on it, and put the new board on, power it up, boom. Got my drive back.
Oh, man, these chuckleheads on my street. I live on a dirt road. It's got pretty low, traffic. But it never fails. When I'm coming home, that's when you'll have cars in both directions coming down the street. It's like I could have not a car go by for an hour, but not when I'm pulling up. And I always pull. I kind of swing out, and then I back in the driveway. And so I pull over to let the cars go by so I can do that instead of, blocking them all while I do it. And they all get confused. What's he doing? And he's like, go! It's like, good grief. But never mind. All right, I just pulled up at home. I got to get inside. I'll catch you from there. After yours, W8FU.
That's why I like parking in front of my house. I got a nice little dirt patch right there by the sidewalk, and I pull right up in front of it, and I pull out when I leave in the morning because of the damn beeper in the back. It is annoyingly loud, and it wakes up the dogs and the neighbor's dogs. So, angry coming through Richmond and heading north. So I got a 5-minute drive and then I'm done. 73 WAFU from KCKGO.
WDHKLL-KF8-DIC.
Small containers, egg fried rice. The large one is white rice.
Here's what I don't understand. I've seen beautiful manufactured homes on a lot for sale for like $110,000. If that's the case, I should be able to get that home on my lot for a much less, because there's no land involved.
Somebody's got a mic that's open. Broadcasting to the entire state, Sean's gonna buy a house.
WDHKLL, WDHKLL, KF8DIC, KF8DIC, clear.
KFAEDQ on the mobile.